From KCRW, this is DNA Design and Architecture. I'm Frances Anderton. Urban activists have been fighting for years to take back parking spaces and restore them to pedestrian uses. Then came COVID-19.
In a new environment with the challenges of COVID-19, we did quickly recognize that Main Street presented an ideal opportunity to design this al fresco dining experience, to redesign the street.
The city of Santa Monica relies heavily on tourism, dining, and retail. They all crashed during the lockdown. Restaurant owners became desperate, so the city jumped in and took action fast. They took out the parking lanes on both sides of Main Street and made them available to restaurants as a place to put tables and chairs 6 feet apart. They then put in heavy K-rail as a protective barrier from cars. In doing so, they drew people back to restaurants safely, and they took on the primacy of the automobile. Anuj Gupta is deputy city manager for the city of Santa Monica.
It was certainly an opportunity born out of a tremendous crisis, and one that required an extraordinary partnership and extraordinary levels of collaboration within the city, but also with our partners to get it done. You know, and we didn't need to reinvent the wheel. We looked at other cities' plans that around the world and around the country that were also doing similar things very quickly. So we dusted off some of the things that we had already had in the works. And our mobility team worked with the Business Improvement District, with the Neighborhood Association to advance the design. Obviously, there were some challenges and some pushback along the way. Main Street is a vital corridor for our Big Blue Bus, one of our key routes there. And then, of course, we had to work closely with our police and fire department to ensure that their concerns were addressed, that we still had sufficient access if there was an emergency, access for our fire department vehicles. So, you know, obviously an extensive balance, but we worked very quickly, certainly by government standards, within a matter of a couple of weeks. We're able to turn around and improve design. And then with some heroic work by our public works department, we restriped the street on Main Street, took away the center turning lane and made it one lane of vehicle traffic each way. We preserved our bike lane and then put out dozens and dozens of concrete K-rail to create these new parklets up and down several blocks of Main Street for outdoor dining and outdoor retail. And it really did have, as you said, it had a transformative effect. I think, practically speaking, for the businesses, for the restaurants and others that are using that outdoor space, but I think also at a very difficult time, it lifted the morale of the community.
Anuj Gupta is the deputy city manager for the city of Santa Monica. We'll talk to him in a moment about the impact of all of this on the shops on Main Street and on city government itself. Let me say, though, that the outdoor dining has lifted morale. I live in the community, in Ocean Park, and it's been an absolute joy to see life come back on the street, especially in this radical way. After all, parking is sacrosanct in Los Angeles. It takes up something like 200 square miles of space in Greater LA. And diners typically eat indoors in air-conditioned interiors. Well, now municipalities all over the region are saying, no, we need that space to enable people to dine out and socially distance. The Glendale Galleria even put tables and chairs in a parking structure. Now back to Santa Monica Main Street, and the man who had a big hand in creating the outside dining experience. He's called Hunter Hall. He ran two restaurants on Main Street, and now he heads up the Main Street Business Improvement Association. And he worked with the Ocean Park Residents Association and other stakeholders to bring in the alfresco dining. For him, this intervention in the street builds on past efforts. He helped create three parklets in the parking lane on Main Street, that is, public seating areas built into a spot in the parking lane.
Well, the parking thing is obviously a hot button issue, right? I mean, there are people who have sort of old school mentality ways of thinking when it comes to parking. There's some merchants on the street that believe, you know, they will fight to the death on having parking in front of their store, right? I happen to disagree with that. I think that there's more than enough parking on Main Street. In fact, there's hundreds of spaces behind, right behind Main Street, between Main Street and Nielsen. And giving up some of those parking spaces is a very small price to pay for the rejuvenated energy that we're all enjoying now.
So when you were running Finn McCool's and when you were at Lula's, you campaigned to get the parklets outside. But the parklets never felt the same as the current experience of being in a table in a fully pedestrianized parking zone. Because the parklet, you had cars on three sides, and psychologically it felt different than when you just had the car on one side, like you now have. Do you get that difference?
100%. You know, the parklets that existed prior to this, the wooden ones, that was a pilot program. It still is technically, right? And it was because the city is, you know, for better or worse, very risk averse, and they wanted to kind of see how this would work, right? But now that we have this program, we've kind of blown that out of the water and, you know, leapfrogged steps 2 through 8. And we've demonstrated very rapidly that this is a very successful program, which we always kind of knew it would be, but you know, nevertheless, here we are now. So it's a successful program. It's fantastic for the restaurants. It's fantastic for the retailers. The residents love it. The businesses love it. And, you know, this is something, like I said, that we hope to keep permanently and even expand. And we're looking for a phase 2 of this program, which might look like closing down what we call hot blocks, which are restaurant dense blocks, like let's say Hill to Ashland. We're looking at potentially closing just those blocks down on the weekends, right? And allowing a full in-street experience, a pedestrian experience where there's no cars, because it's really put in a spotlight how important restaurants are to tax revenue. I mean, restaurants are like the number one or number two tax producer for the state of California, right? So when the tax revenue dries up and people really see that that's the result of what's happening, you know, it forces you to look at everything a little bit more creatively, which is what's happening now, which is good. So we're happy.
Hunter Hall heads the Main Street Business Improvement Association. One of his tasks is making sure that restaurant owners meet COVID safety protections. He's also overseeing the general look of the street. After all, how do eateries make a piece of asphalt with heavy concrete K-rails into an attractive destination?
So, you know, the K-rail, although it's not beautiful, was the safest choice. Although we are working on a mural program with the city. We have some great people in the city that are helping us with that mural program. Mark from OPA and Anthony Schmidt, who's our chairman. He's also the designer of the shopping cart Christmas tree that we put at Edgemar every year. And he is working to cover all of those K-rails with local artists' murals and things like that. So that's really cool.
What's been so interesting about being a participant in this process, as in I live in the neighborhood and I go and I dine at some of the restaurants, and I'm enjoying them far more now than I did before because you can now eat al fresco. And frankly, I don't mean to sound like an old granny here, but being al fresco, the music isn't as loud. So you can actually have a conversation, which I have to say is really very nice. But no, what I'm enjoying about it, among many aspects of it, is watching what each restaurant does to turn its spot in the parking zone, or its several spots in the parking lane, what it does to kind of decorate them. So, you know, I saw Chinois on Main, and they put in a kind of faux hedge that they got from a party planner. They put in some plants. You walk down the road, there's the Japanese restaurant that I'm forgetting its name, but they had AstroTurf that climbed right up the side of the K-rails. You go over to the French restaurant, Pas Jolie, and they didn't do anything with the K-rails, but what they did do was pick some rather elegant umbrellas. Manchego, and they had a different kind of umbrella. Theirs was a sort of navy blue umbrella, and they had some plants. Some have more plants than others. I mean, I love seeing how each one turns their spot into kind of a little home, you know, and some are more welcoming than others. And I guess a question to you is that your purview? Is it completely up to the restaurants to do what they like? Do you encourage them to go the extra mile to gussy up their space somehow? How does that part work?
Yeah, they certainly are encouraged to do whatever they can to make their space as inviting as possible. There are rules, of course. There is, if you're really curious and you want to kill an hour, you could read the 18th supplemental order that the city of Santa Monica has out. And there's some clearly defined rules that we put together. So you have to have social distancing. You can't have like signage on the outside of the K rails because it's distracting to drivers. You can't have any crazy structures, although you can have umbrellas. Pajoli definitely has some beautiful umbrellas, no doubt. So does Manchego. They have lights on them and everything. It's great. So we definitely want the restaurants to put some beautiful stuff out and make it as comfortable as possible. We actually got that whole program off the ground quicker than originally anticipated. And as a result, several of the restaurants weren't really ready yet. So there are still a few that haven't even come out into the street yet because they kind of wanted to see how it was working. So there should be a few more restaurants that are going to capitalize on it in the next week or so. So that'll be great. But there's definitely rules and I definitely am proactive with policing it together with the city, with code enforcement, because we do want to make sure that tables are far enough apart or that they're separated with plexiglass. I mean, I had to tell one of the operators, I had to kind of rain on their parade because they were so happy that they had separated their tables with hedges that were expensive, right? And I said, oh, I'm so sorry, but that doesn't work, right? Because it's not really a barrier, you know what I mean? So there's definitely been some of those uncomfortable conversations, but we're getting there and we're doing the best we can. And everybody is totally on board and they're happy to make some changes. They're just thrilled that they're able to be open. Quite frankly, I mean, this program opened right like almost the same day as the governor's second shutdown, which only allowed outdoor dining. So for a while there, Main Street really had the upper hand because it was the only place that you could sit down and eat.
Hunter Hall runs the Main Street Business Improvement Association. So the eateries on Main Street have gotten a boost from the outside dining. But what about the shops? Main Street was already looking a bit dejected before the pandemic as more and more stores were closing as online shopping took over. The shutdown was a final straw for some. I asked Deputy City Manager Anuj Gupta if shops could also benefit from the outside business permit.
Absolutely, Frances. So the city's programs actually apply to restaurants as well as retail and service businesses. So whether it's sidewalk operation and a sidewalk operating permit, whether it's use of the parking lot and parklet on Main Street or elsewhere, or expanding into private parking lots, all of those options are available to retailers as well. And we've seen retailers take advantage of setting up displays, setting up retail space outside, and even some other service businesses, right? So I'm thinking of a gym on Main Street that I've actually visited back in the pre-COVID days called Circuit Works that is now using a parklet space to do outdoor circuit training classes, socially distanced with face coverings, but they've set up TRX bands and they have people doing jump squats in what used to be parking spaces. And it's, again, we've provided these options and we're committed to as a city, on the city of Santa Monica side, doing things differently in terms of how we work with our businesses. So we're offering these permits online and committing to 48-hour turnaround in issuance of the permits, which is not necessarily what we've been known for in the past in the city, but is something that we have realized through this crisis. And I think absolutely intend to learn from this and keep, even beyond the crisis, keep using these new ways of doing business, new ways of identifying efficiencies and supporting our businesses more flexibly and more quickly.
The fact that you could accomplish this, and I think you said 2 weeks, you were able to turn this all around, get all these departments all working together to achieve something that in the past might have taken years. Really, what does that signal to the voters, to the taxpayers who now see that government can be so efficient when it needs to be?
I hope it's a great sign for our residents that, we are taking this opportunity. Like I said, it's a crisis. It's a tremendous challenge, but it's one that does pose some opportunities too, to do things differently, to reexamine our old practices. We recognize the urgency of the moment, the urgency for certainly our devastated local businesses. And we, our staff, across departments really have stepped up and responded accordingly, with staff working across departments, working creatively, you know, beyond their usual silos, beyond their usual roles, because everyone recognizes the magnitude of this moment.
And the government itself was hit hard by the present crisis. The city had to lay off employees because of the drop in sales tax revenues. So were you doing all this work with a more skeleton staff than you might have done in the past?
Absolutely. There's no question that amidst all this, we did go through our own restructuring, which did include staff reductions. And so, you know, all of the teams that I just mentioned, from mobility to public works to our public safety departments, felt the effects of that and were having to do and continue to have to do all of these things with less staff, less resources. I think that's what the times have demanded, and we've found a way to get a lot of these things done, and we're going to keep doing it.
I'm hearing from so many people who are experiencing Main Street right now, can it stay? Let's hope it stays like this. You know, this is really working. It feels just right for the street. What can you tell people?
So, I mean, I can tell our residents that the city of Santa Monica absolutely will emerge from this crisis, I think, looking very different and having a lot of these types of public spaces, you know, available in the outdoors to our businesses, to our restaurants. So, you know, as we're currently set up, the Main Street and other parklet programs are active through Labor Day. But I do imagine, you know, obviously, I think that the public health emergency is lasting longer than we may have anticipated earlier on. And so we have been extending our emergency orders periodically as the circumstances have required. And I think that, you know, it's likely that Main Street and a lot of these other outdoor programs will continue beyond Labor Day. And I think, like we said at the beginning, this is something that we have been wanting to do and have been working on for a long time in Santa Monica, long before COVID-19. We have been long focused on ways that we can, you know, erode the dominance of the single occupancy vehicle and the passenger car, and reallocate public space for biking, for scooting, for walking safely. And that's something that we're absolutely committed to continuing to do through the emergency and beyond. What we've seen, you know, with Main Street, what we've seen with the parklets throughout the city, we will continue to see and expand on even once we're out of this emergency, supporting restaurants and other businesses to be able to operate outdoors is certainly something that we're going to be continuing for the long term.
Anuj Gupta is Deputy City Manager for the City of Santa Monica. I'm Frances Anderton. If you want to learn more about the Outside Dining Project in Santa Monica, see links on our website. And if you want to listen to more DNA reports on KCRW about design, architecture and planning, subscribe to the DNA newsletter. I'll keep you posted about all the stories I'm working on. Find it at kcrw.com/newsletters. And thank you for listening to the DNA podcast. Stay tuned and please stay well.